Flower of Scotland by Emma Blair. Read by Cara Wilson. Part 1. Twilight. Chapter 1. He was quite simply the most gorgeous man she'd ever clapped eyes on. Just the sight of him had the amazing effect of sending a thrill through her entire body, a phenomenon she had never experienced before. She found the inside of her mouth had gone suddenly dry.
Charlotte, may I introduce my colleague, Second Lieutenant Geoffrey Armitage, her brother Andrew said.
Geoffrey gave a small bow of his head, then held out a hand.
Delighted to meet you, Miss Drummond.
And to meet you, Lieutenant.
He smiled as they shook.
Geoffrey, please.
Then you must call me Charlotte.
She reluctantly released his hand, furious with herself to find she was blushing, something she rarely did, and never where men were concerned. Andrew Drummond noted her blushing with amusement. Well, well, he thought, this was a turn-up for the book. He turned towards his younger sister, who was standing a little apart.
And this is Helen, he declared.
Helen, shorter than Charlotte and plumpish, also shook hands with Geoffrey.
May I too call you Geoffrey?
Of course.
And what's all this formal Helen nonsense? It's been Nell since I was a child, she admonished Andrew.
Nell's far nicer. More you, somehow, Geoffrey stated.
Nell beamed.
Thank you.
Andrew rubbed his hands together.
Now, what about a dram after that journey, Geoffrey? I know I could certainly do with one.
The family whiskey, naturally.
Naturally!
Andrew moved to a long oak sideboard, on top of which were various decanters and glasses.
Girls, will you take sherry?
Charlotte glanced at the ornate grandfather clock situated in a corner of the room. It was